coaches told us, Brandon. Corey Nelson done for the year. How does that impact your special teams?
Big time. Corey was, he was a great special teams player for us, one of our leaders, captain qualities. So we're going to miss Corey big time. But we're going to have Gerald Garcia Williams up active now. And Gerald is a very good football player. He's got a bright future. We loved him in training camp, and he's here for a reason. So we're excited to see what Gerald's going to do.
Who are going to be your returners this week?
So on kickoff, it'll be Brendan Langley. And on punt return, it'll be Hunter Sharp and also JT. He could also take some of those too, yeah. Jordan Taylor. Yeah.
You've got plenty of youth catching the ball.
We've got a lot of youth back there, no questions. That's, we've been putting in some extra time pre and post practice, and those guys are they're chomping at the bit to have opportunities. And so I got all the confidence in the world they're going to be just fine.
Yeah. Are they good decision makers?
For the most part, man, some of them haven't been in those situations yet even. You know, there are a lot of situations that they haven't been in, so we try to prepare them for those as best we can during practice. And then we meet on it a lot, too. You know, we watch film and say, okay, what would you do in this situation? And they're giving you the right answers. But the true test is, what do they do under fire? And you hope that they take the coaching and that they can transfer it onto the field.
And you liked Hunter in camp in the preseason.
Yes, Hunter had a great preseason for us. I mean, he is a tough kid. He ran down there, stuck his face in there on kickoff, made plays all over the field, not only as a returner, but as a core special teams player. So yeah, we're excited about Hunter, no question.
Because the stadium's not as big, have you heard anything from other coaches about how the men may be able to get in there? Is that not really an issue?
A little bit. And that is definitely an issue, no question, especially in the kicking game. But that's something that our guys will get out a little bit extra earlier and try to figure that out as soon as they can. So, and it, you know, they're dealing with it too. So it's something that is definitely a factor. Yeah.
Because you can punt it out over the roof.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you're dealing with winds that you can't that you don't know anything about because you don't get an indicator from the flags on the goalpost. So yeah, it's definitely a factor.
What did you do with Brandon McManus, who's going through some stuff right now?
Yeah, definitely, Mike. So we always say there are two type of kickers, those who have gone through a slump and those who are going to go through a slump. And that's the ebb and flow that you get naturally with a young kicker. And so the most important thing is, how do those kickers react to that? How does he react to going through a slump? How does he come out of it? So you got to find out what's the cause. And to Brandon's credit, he's been nothing but a man about it. He came to us immediately after the game and said, look, fellas, to Chris Gold and me, he said, look, I got to get right. It's on me. He took responsibility for it. He's been a great pro about it, but he said, you guys got to help me. Okay, what are we going to do? Let's implement these drills. Let's meet extra here. And so he's been awesome about it. And I have no doubt that B-Max is going to come out of this slump. There's no question, because he's a good pro and he's holding himself accountable for it. He's been great in practice. He hasn't missed a kick in warm-ups either. So it's a game type situation that he's going to deal with. And again, I repeat, he's been nothing but professional about it, and he's going to come out of it, no question.
He said he takes pride in the fact that he hasn't had two misses back-to-back. How important is that for a kicker, just in terms of being able to move on?
Very important. But the thing you look at when a kicker misses a kick is, okay, what's he doing the next one? How does he bounce back from that? That's a telltale sign of the guy's character and his fortitude under pressure. And Mac has been good at that traditionally. And so, again, he is going to do whatever he's got to do to get back in the groove. And I have no doubt that he's going to be all right.
If he hasn't missed a kick in practice or in warm-ups, are you just trying some different stuff to change his routine up?
Exactly, Brandon. So what we try to do is we try to create pressure situations that are as close as possible that they can be to a game during practice. And that's not easy to do, you know, because, I mean, your heartbeat's naturally going to be higher during the game because you're under pressure. But we try to do that. That's one way. And that was to his point, his suggestion. It's like, hey, create this for me. Do this for me. He came in with a whole laundry list of stuff that he wanted to do, and to his credit. So he's been great about it. He's been a man about it, and we're going forward.
Do kickers have to be kind of their own coach then? I know Chris has a lot of experience.
Yeah, so to your point there, Chris Gold, my assistant, who you guys all know, in my opinion, is one of, if not the best specialist coach in the NFL. So Brandon has a pair of expert eyes on him all the time. But yes, you have to be able to self-correct as a kicker, no question, because we can film him all day long, but he feels the mechanics. He knows what he's doing right and wrong. He knows if he hits it poorly, etc. So you definitely have to be able to self-correct as a kicker, no question. That comes with maturity as well. You get to know yourself, you know, with every kick, every year that goes by. And so Matt came in, self-diagnosed, and said, okay, this is what I'd like to work on. Can we create these situations? And to his credit, so.
So along those lines, when he misses a kick in a game, do you or Chris go up and talk to him and try to fix it in a game, or do you let him work his own problems?
Everybody has a different approach, and it also depends on the kicker. Some kickers need to be admonished. Some kickers need to be left alone. Some kickers, you need to come down on them hard. And so Chris Gold knows Brandon. He's been with him for the past 2.5 seasons, so he knows how to handle him during games. So it's a conversation. It's a man-to-man conversation. Hey, what went wrong there? And Mac will tell you. And that's the great thing about Mac, man. He's not going to make excuses. He's not going to blame it on anybody else. He says, look, this is what happened to me. I'll fix it. And that's what we love about him.
Does the range change at all of where you're comfortable kicking now? Does that have to move up?
Not really. I don't think we want to handicap him at all. I think we want to, you know, hey, if it's a situation where we need 3 points, we're going to go to him. And he knows that. And Vance is all in on that too. Vance will repeatedly say, hey, he's our guy. And we're not going to handicap him. You know, if we needed points, we're going to rely on Mac to do that for us.
You know, when Brandon was here, when he started here, they had a kicker. He did kick offs.
Yeah.
Someone else did field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a point where you say, you know what, we love you, but we got to bring somebody else in here to maybe we have 3 kickers. Is there a point that you have to make that sort of decision?
Yeah, that's a good question. That happens a lot. It does. It happens around the league. You see it, and that'd be a question for Vance, I think. No question, Vance in the personnel department. As far as we're concerned, B-Mac's our guy.
When B-Mac misses, does he know right away coming to the sideline what went wrong, or does he have to look at it?
He's pretty good about self-diagnosing. He knows. Yeah, he's been doing it long enough now. He's in his third year now. He's been doing it long enough that he can say, okay, yeah, I pushed it, or I yanked it, or, you know, my first step was too long, my shoulder was down, whatever it was. He's really good about that. Yeah.
It hasn't been anything on the snap or the hold or anything, right?
The operation's been good. Yeah, Casey and Riley have been darn good. Yeah. Yep.
Well, you took away the third deck for this game, so maybe that, you know, they say.
Yeah, that's right. That could be a distraction up there. It's true, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Well,